Oh, look at that. I knew something about a punk band.
Just some old fat drunk dudes jumping up and down.
This tree just planted itself right on top of the cement.
I did watch a YouTube video today.
My dad mashed potatoed
of
Enema
Chris
the
Carrava.
Aaron doesn't know who Chris Carrava is. It's so good. That's great. Hey, everybody. This is Mike from the Punk Tree Podcast. I'm here with Aaron and Jesse.
Hey, guys. Welcome.
And yeah, we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about a Christmas, maybe it's more of an Xmas song. Christmas or Xmas?
I think this is Xmas.
It's an Xmas song.
It's probably Xmas. Yeah. I'm more of a Christmas kind of a guy, but this is an Xmas song, yeah.
Yeah.
And so the song we picked is a song called Father Christmas. It was originally written and recorded by the Kinks. But we are more specifically going to take a look at a different version of it, a cover of it, right, Aaron?
Right. This is a version that Bad Religion did.
One of our favorites. One of our favorites. And one of the reasons we chose a song in this season of Black Fridays and Cyber Mondays and Taco Tuesdays and whatever else reasons to spend money on all kinds of random shit you don't need. This song's rad because it super sarcastically attacks the consumerism of the holiday, which I know is Jesse's favorite part of this season since he challenged all of us to a Cyber Monday off just a few days ago.
Because he's a sheep.
It was a joke. I sent out the challenge, and then I said it, but it was like golf. The lowest score wins. How many cybers did you end up with on Monday?
I only had one, and then you wrangled me into buying some new headphones with your super special Temptress deals you shared.
That was a pretty good deal.
And I ended up with three, actually. I ended up with three because I did buy a gift for my wife. But I think I might have won or lost. I don't know.
No, you lost. You lost.
But I think this song speaks to that completely. And I don't know if you guys have a favorite line that you'd want to pull out of it as you kind of glance through the lyrics, but I just think the imagery of like beating the shit out of Santa Claus because he won't give you cold hard cash is everything that is rushing stores on Black Friday and being pissed at people because they won't tell you what they want, because you won't tell them what you want for Christmas. Which is my least favorite thing ever is when people get mad because I don't know what I want when they ask me.
Yeah, I just love every single line is just clearly super tongue in cheek and just poking and prodding consumerism massively. It's great.
Yeah, that's totally true. But in the one of the last lines, kind of takes a. More pragmatic, or I don't know exactly how you'd say it, but they finish it off with "Have yourself a merry Christmas, have yourself a good time, but remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine." So I think they are taking a poke at like this idea or like this approach we have to Christmas, where we're like trying to get, you know, give me stuff, because that's what American Christmas is all about, right? Just giving gifts and getting gifts.
Yeah,
but we gotta remember that there are kids out there that are getting shit this Christmas.
Right. And in true punk rock fashion, like the hook in the chorus of the song is we'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoyed. Give all the toys to the little rich boys. Which I think is perfect. Like,
oh,
they can keep it. They can keep your jolliness. They can have it. We're just gonna kick your ass and take your wallet. Merry Christmas from the Punk Tree.
Silly toys, we'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your friends. give my brother a Steve Austin outfit. Don't give my sister a Kylie toy. Don't want a jigsaw Monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up if you make us annoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. But give my daddy a job, cause he needs one. He's got a lot of mouths to feed. But if you've got one, I'll have a machine gun, so I can tell all the kids on the street. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. We'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoyed. Give all the toys to the little rich boys. Have yourself a merry, merry Christmas. Have yourself a good time. But remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. If you don't hand it over, we want your friends, so don't make us annoyed. Give all the toys to the little rich boys.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.